guys, how are you? Welcome into a Sunday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast with me, Matt Perrault. You guys can follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt. And yes, I am back. The streak's over. By my estimation, it was 770 consecutive days we had did the Daily Juice. Unfortunately, the Daily Juice, which has been sponsored by BetMGM for every single one of those days, unfortunately, it came to a close. So I'm not going to go into this whole big thing because, frankly, I've been home now for 3 hours from the hospital and I don't want to go into the whole thing and rehash it. And I just want to say a couple things about it quickly and then get to some couple of picks here. This is not going to be a long podcast. I'm pretty tired. 3 nights in the hospital. You don't sleep very well getting poked and pricked and prodded and tests and everything else. But thank you is really what I want to say. You guys, the outpouring of DMs and messages and emails and Twitter messages and Twitter DMs and Discord mentions, it meant the world to me. And I'm really blessed and thankful and honored to be hosting this podcast and to have you guys listen every day and to have you guys be a part of this podcast and this community that we have built over the last, you know, going on nearly 2 years now. And it's been an incredible experience. And I had a really rough couple of days and a pretty big scare. But the good news is my heart's okay. And we don't fully know what is going on, but something is going on with me that it's not acute. It's more of a long-term problem that we need to figure out. Something to do with blood pressure and me losing consciousness and passing out and scaring my family pretty good. So not the best of weeks, but you know, we're here. My co-host of my other show, Dave Sherapin, was hanging out with me pretty much all day today. And we hit a bunch of bets today. We were betting like crazy. And I hit a 4-leg parlay for the UFC fights. I hit the boxing match by taking Kell Brook to kill Amir Khan. Some college basketball in-game wagers under on the live Kentucky Alabama number. And it's a pretty good day. I came away making money. I'll give a lot of that money back to the hospital, but at least on my betting, I came away pretty good. I think I missed one bet all day long. That was the first half for Nova and Georgetown, because I'm just fading Georgetown every time they're playing a first half. I'm just betting against Georgetown. So Nova got that done there. So kind of one of those deals. But let me go to today and quickly, let me tell you this. I'm not making it official, but if you want to bet the All-Star game, just bet the over. It's 324 for the total. For the NBA All-Star game, just bet overs on NBA All-Star games. Like, it's just what you should do. Just bet over 324. Not official, but I bet that. So I'll be playing that. But what I am betting officially, the Daytona 500, the best nap, which I will 100% be taking, the best nap of 2022. Watch the first 40 laps, take a snooze, wake up, watch the last 40 laps, 80 laps of that Daytona 500 race. That and Talladega, best naps of the year. It's the Super Bowl. So I am going to give you two plays here. And forgive me if I don't go too in depth here. Again, I'm tired. I'm just going to tell you what I'm betting. And then tomorrow, the podcast, hopefully when I have more energy, we'll go back to really what it is. I'm taking Ford to win the event. Fords have been very good during the duels, been very good all year. I'm taking Fords at plus 135. I know there's plus 150s out there, but at the Westgate in Vegas, I took plus 135 for a Ford vehicle to win the Daytona 500. That is all the Fords, every single one of them. Any Ford vehicle that wins the race, we win our bet. Half a unit on that. And I'm taking and this is kind of a tough one because the Westgate has a four driver group, but you also can bet top 10. Okay. I think Christopher Bell, who came in fifth in the duel, in the second duels, I think Christopher Bell is going to have a really big season. I've been watching this kid since the truck days. I've been waiting for him to become one of the elite drivers. And I think this year it very well could be, he could be one of the elite drivers. Christopher Bell is in a group with Chris Buescher, Tyler Reddick, and Martin Truex Jr. at plus 275. Okay. I'm taking Christopher Bell to win that group at plus 275. However, if you don't have a Christopher Bell group bet you can make, take Christopher Bell in the top 10. Again, you want to watch out for different house rules on things, but Christopher Bell in the top 10 for the Daytona 500 is also a bet I would make. I'm taking plus 275. You may get better numbers than that. A lot of bets, a lot of in Vegas, a lot of these Vegas books don't do top 10, top 20 for Daytona for NASCAR. They do group betting like this. So it's four drivers. So it's Bell, Brucher, Reddick, Truex Jr., taking Bell to win that group. So if you can you can find something like that, I think Christopher Bell wins his group. But if you don't have that, Christopher Bell top 10 is also a bet I would make for the Daytona 500. Okay, so a Ford driver to win the event at plus 135 up to plus 150, you can find out there. And then Christopher Bell for a half a unit to win his group at plus 275. If Christopher Bell comes in the top 10 or Christopher Bell wins this group at plus 275, we will have a winning race regardless of the Ford win or not. So there you go. If Christopher Bell wins the race, I'll be angry because taking Christopher Bell to win the race, I think he'll be right there. You can get 16 to 1, 15 to 1, somewhere in that range for Christopher Bell to win Daytona. So all my eyes are on Christopher Bell. I've been waiting for this kid to do something. So I think he's going to have a big, big race. Daytona and Christopher Bell, Ford to win it, but Bell to be in the top 10. Okay. Two college basketball bets I want to get into. You know, I'm betting the Creighton Blue Jays here. Jays are at home laying 1.5 to Marquette. The Jays are playing really well right now. They have won four games in a row. They've won 5 out of 6. They have covered in 2 of the last 3 games. This team right now with Ryan Hawkins and the backcourt of Nembhard and company, they're playing really, really well. And frankly, I think Shaka Smart's team is leaking oil here a little bit down the stretch. They've lost 3 of 5. They haven't covered over the last 3 games. They were 13-point favorites to Georgetown at home and won by 11. They were laying 3.5 to Butler and they lost by 6. Catching 6.5 to UConn, they lost by 8. They did beat Nova, which was a huge win for them, but I think that may have been their peak. For the Creighton Blue Jays, they beat DePaul by 12 in the last game as 1.5-point dogs, won by 11 against Georgetown with a push, beat Georgetown on the road by 14 in the game before that by laying 4. They beat Butler by 2 at home, even though they were laying 7.5 in that one. But I didn't think the Jays, this has been a masterful job by head coach Greg McDermott. They're 10-5-1 so far against the number in the Big East. Marquette's 10-5, but on the road, they're 8-4. They're pretty good. Jays are 4-7-1. Numbers are kind of going against the Jays here a little bit, but this is why Marquette is only catching 1.5 points on the road here. I'll take the Jays -1.5 to win and cover this game. It's basically a money line bet, but just win by 2, Jays to win the game. And then I want to go to the Valley. Loyola's loss yesterday to Drake open things up. The MVC standings. Now we have a bet here on Loyola to win at plus 150 to win the Valley regular season. 11-4 Loyola, 11-4 Missouri State, 11-4 Northern Iowa. Missouri State and Northern Iowa are playing each other here today. Northern is at home. First game of the year against these two, Northern won by 1 point on the road. Hell of a basketball game between these two teams. It was a, the final score of that game was, it was a 1 point win. So Missouri State was laying 3.5 points. They lost by 1. Now Northern Iowa is laying 2 points. And Northern Iowa hasn't covered in their last 2 games. They lost by 27 points to Loyola Chicago in their last big game. They bounced back only to beat Illinois State by 2. I'm not liking what I'm seeing out of Northern Illinois. And Missouri State is 9-4 against the spread on the road this season. UNI is just 5-6. I think Missouri State wants payback here tonight, today. And I think, frankly, Missouri State's got a chance here to win the Valley and really cost us our bet, to be quite honest. I am very, very curious to see how Missouri State is going to finish this season because they're playing really, really good basketball. They've beaten Drake, Valpo, Indiana State in their last 3 games. They've won 5 of their last 6, and they finish up with Northern Iowa, Bradley, and Evansville. There's a chance for them to run the table here, win out, and then basically look at whatever happens with Loyola. And Loyola's loss yesterday is really, really bad for them. Technically, they're tied for first place, but they're going to be a half a game behind. They've got 3 games left as well. Illinois State, Evansville, and Northern Iowa, which could be a monster game depending on how this game goes here tonight from the Missouri Valley Conference. Illinois State and Evansville should be W's. That Northern Iowa game might be incredibly important for the Valley regular season conference. 11-4. We'll see. We got some COVID cancellations, other things in play. We'll see who winds up with the one seed for Arch Madness. But for today, Missouri State catching 2 points on the road at Northern Iowa. I'm going to take the Bears at +2 here on the road at Northern Iowa for a half a unit. All right. College basketball, Creighton -1.5 at home against Marquette. Missouri State +2 on the road against Northern Iowa. A Ford to win the Daytona 500 and Christopher Bell top 10 or to win his group at +275 if you're betting at the Westgate. Christopher Bell to have a big race here for the Daytona 500. If you want to bet the All-Star game, I'm betting the over at 324. It's not an official play because it's an All-Star game. So who the hell knows the wonky endings that they've got and everything else. I'm not betting it officially, but if you want to play on it, I have bet the over at 324 for the All-Star game coming up here tonight. More on whatever the hell happened to me that wound up in the hospital and knocking out me for 2 days in the Daily Juice coming up later in the week. But for now, I'm going to bed. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part of this podcast and being a part of this community. Thank you for being a part of the Discord. Much more to come. My name is Matt Perrault. You guys can follow me on Twitter at SportsTalkMatt. Each and every morning, it's the Daily Juice Podcast, always being brought to you by BetMGM.